kind of want to do a rundown here of the primetime league this summer. First of all, how would you assess how the league went, I mean, from start to finish?
I thought it was noteworthy because going into the league, you thought, you know, probably a little down on talent because you and I has kind of reloaded and their seniors didn't all play, only one of them did. You and I, Iowa doesn't have a lot of scholarship players and not a lot of guys coming in and not a lot of returning talent in terms of stars and so forth. And then I was shocked because what we actually had was our best season in terms of interest. We were more full in terms of attendance than we ever have been, and I attribute that to the excitement there is about Coach McCaffrey coming in and saying the right things, having the right style of play, and then people kind of, there were people that were ready for Alford to go, and there were people for Coach Licklider to go, and I think they've all come back to home and said, we're going to support McCaffrey, and we're excited about the Hawkeyes again, and so I'm really excited at the prospects of people all getting behind this team. And then I think that we have five really good players that have proven themselves. I think that Cully Payne, Matt Gaines, Eric May, Jared Cole, and Melson Basabi have proven that there's five guys that are right now ready to play at the Big Ten level. Well, you don't need much more than five. So I think there's a reason for optimism, understanding that that doesn't mean we're going to contend in the Big Ten. But I don't think we're going to get blown out much either.
So you mentioned the five guys there. Would you say that that's going to be the starting five?
I do. Now, I don't know how McCaffrey coaches, and maybe he'll feel like Jared Cole is just too small to be a center and so forth. But Basabi's an inside player, and we have a program that has not recruited any inside players for 3 years because Coach Licklider doesn't believe in post-up scorers like that, really. He believes they're kind of a duck-in type guy. Well, Basabi's a great low post scorer. He gets all of his baskets in the lane, so he fills a void that we have, and he's also very talented. He doesn't try to do things that he's not good at. What he's good at is finishing in the lane, either on the move or as a post-up guy or off the board, and so I think there's not only a big need for him, but there's no one else on the roster like him. And I think Eric May's best position is three. I think Matt Gaines' best position is two, so they fit in well together. I'd be very surprised if anybody could beat out Cully Payne, but I'm anxious to see what the junior college point guard Bryce Cartwright looks like, and he's probably adds to our depth in a helpful way. And then I think Andrew Brommer and Zach McCabe are going to have every chance to prove that they deserve some minutes, but they're going to have to prove it.
And just you mentioned Basabi, and you had him as co-MVP this year in the primetime league. Just how amazed were you to see him make an immediate impact in this league?
Well, I was torn a little bit because I agree with those voters that year after year after year, Kobe Bryant would lead the NBA in scoring but was not the MVP, because I think you have to look beyond those kinds of numbers. And he did some things that, to me, are marks of a young player. I didn't like his effort sometimes. I thought there were some times when his defense wasn't what it should be. He's not an intense player. Those intangibles and so forth, I don't rate him very highly on. So I was torn a little bit by it. But in the end, he won the rebound title by 3 rebounds a game, which is a lot. And he was the scoring leader. And he had a team of very talented other big guys. He had Jake Cook on his team and Malcolm Moore. And so he accomplished that on a team where he wasn't the only go-to type guy, the only guy who was capable of scoring. So in the end, I just decided that was impressive enough that he deserved it. Eric May, after a year of learning how to play under college coaches, he much more understands the need to play it with a different motor all the time. And so, to me, those two guys were good examples of MVPs. And on his team, Eric May was really important, really a classic MVP-type guy. They couldn't have won any games without Eric May. And so I thought that made sense. And then the Chris Street Award is something slightly different. The guy that always does the right play, that always plays the way you want your son to grow up to play, the way a coach's son should play, inspirational player. Cully Payne and Matt Gaines just fit the bill to a T. Cully Payne, because he embraced really pushing the ball and being unselfish. He looked for shooters on my team rather than trying to look for his own shot. And then Matt Gaines just always plays the game the right way. Second in the league in scoring. Did a great job at all. At every point of the game, he's playing hard and doing the right things. And I'm looking for those two to be great leaders on this team next year.
Just a few more questions here. You talked about the demeanor of the fans and how you feel like they're now coming back and embracing McCaffrey. Have you noticed a difference in the demeanor in some of these players with this summer, just with the change with the new coach and just like the whole, I guess, different culture, if you will?
Totally new attitude. Totally new attitude. There were guys that loved the game that were unhappy last year, and I think that's all behind them now, and I think everybody's excited to be a Hawkeye. They know that everyone that's on this roster really wants to be a Hawkeye. They like the things they've heard of from the coaches. They don't really know, and so no one really knows. It looks like he's going to be a great coach, but, you know, you got to see it in action. But I think they're big believers. They love the coaching staff. So I do think that the attitude attitude and the morale of the players is much higher.
One player I wanted to ask you about specifically was Andrew Brummer, because I know obviously his first couple of years he didn't have as much of an impact on the Hawkeyes, but this summer he should look like a player that could very easily, you know, as you said, fit right in.
Well, he benefited from being on Matt Gaines' team because they're very good friends and roommates for time, and yep. Matt really sought him out and made him be a go-to guy. Andrew can do a lot of things well, and he's got a lot of physical ability. He's just not a take-charge type guy, but he does a lot of things well, and I think you'll see that he's a fairly good shooter. He's a pretty rugged player. He had some tip dunks this summer where he followed the ball to the basket, and I think as he learns how to play with that good energy and get some confidence, he could make a quantum leap. I'm the first to say that he wasn't good enough these last 2 years. I wasn't one that felt like he was getting cheated. On the other hand, I think getting an opportunity and having somebody believe in him will be things that make him a better player.
And then obviously there are a few walk-ons that are going to be on the Hawkeyes this year that played in your league this summer and, you know, made some contributions. What are you looking for out of those guys? And who do you think could be somebody that, you know, maybe gets a minute next season?
Well, Sturmer's heads and shoulders, because to me, Sturmer's a high D1 level player. The JUCO experience, he's one of those guys that's just as good at that level as he is at his last level and as he was at high school. So I think he'll be a guy that gets in the rotation of 8, 9, 10 people. I think he's probably more ready to play than Devin Marble is, for example. Certainly better than any of the other walk-ons. I also think that Andre Murphy, if they decide to give him a chance after 3 years out of basketball, will bring some things to the practice floor. I don't know if he can get his decision-making to the level where he can play in the Big Ten, but he has the talent. How quickly he can get to where he's fundamentally sound, all those kinds of things. But he had great hustle. He's the quickest player on the team. He can shoot. He looks to pass first. He's a great defender. He's a great rebounder. He will bring something to their practices that, who knows, depending on how good Bryce Cartwright is, they don't have a lot of depth at guard, and I can see him possibly being a player that plays. I like Stokes as an addition because he brings in another big body. We don't have near enough big bodies, especially with the loss of Kugel, but he's obviously, his future's ahead of him, a year or two away. The other two guys, I'm not sure. Floyd and Stubbs, I think it'll be a hit and miss as to whether they make the team or whether they can help them in practice or not. There'd be 13 without those guys, 15 with them. Either way, some coaches like to have fewer players, some like to have more, and I know the athletic department's got some feelings about how many players on the roster they should have for economics, but I like those two guys too. I don't think they hurt you one bit. K.J. Floyd is an athlete. Stubbs is a smart player that can score. So I'd see nothing wrong with having all five of them if it were my team, but I think that's a coach's decision.
And then just my final question here. What would your expectations be for this team in this upcoming season, with this being the first year under Fran McCaffrey, and just from everything that you've been able to observe this summer watching all these guys play?
Well, the Big Ten is awfully tough. They're not taking a step back at all. But it would not surprise me if this team contended and if breaks went their way, get to where they were near 50% in the league. And they've got a very tough schedule outside the league, too. But they're not young anymore. I used to say that our problem wasn't so much that we didn't have much depth. It was that our good players were so young. Matt Gaines is a freshman and Eric May is a freshman. Well, now they're not. Now they're sophomores and juniors, and that's different. So I'm pulling for them, and I've got pretty high expectations. I don't think that they ought to be picked last or 10th in the Big Ten. I think they'll do substantially better than that.
All right, Randy, thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Thanks.